What's trending?
Number one from Chiefs practice today. It's the final one before they head out to Arizona for preseason game number one. Chiefs Cardinals Saturday night. You can hear the game right here on 96.5 The Fan. The only place you can hear Chiefs football. You'll hear Mitch Holthus, Stanen Hughes, and Josh Klingler. Out of practice today, a couple updates. Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice did not practice again. It's a minor groin injury is what the Chiefs are saying for Rashee Rice. We did see Christian Fulton off the PUP list.
True.
First time all year practicing here at camp. Also, Drew Tranquil, who was dealing with a back injury, was back out here as well. So some positive news on the injury front today. Oh, boy. Yep, that's right in front of you, buddy.
I was getting
ready to talk. That is a wasp attack.
I'm sorry, and it was just like flying right in front of my face for a good 5 solid seconds. Oh, I got to kill it. I don't have a towel.
Slam your water bottle on it, man.
That feels like a risk.
Got it. Direct hit. Boom.
Next up on Watch Training, that wasp is dead, but also the Royals get the final game against the Red Sox, winning their game last night behind a nice start from Michael Walker, who gave up 2 in the first but ended up going 6 innings, only allowing those 2 runs. Start up against the Twins on Friday, off day today for the Royals.
Preseason football tonight. You got 3 games, 2 of them on NFL Network. Colts, Ravens at 6. Drew's Bengals, Eagles at 6:30. The Raiders, Seahawks, the late game on NFL Network at 9 o'clock. Maybe get a little glimpse of Ashton Jeanty, see what some of the young receivers there in Las Vegas look like. I know it's preseason, but I'll enjoy the fact we got football on the TV tonight. The Royals are not playing till tomorrow, so why not have some TV football on the TV in the background?
Next up on Watch Training, Archie Manning in a radio interview said that Arch will be at Texas in 2026, trying to make it seem defiant that he will definitively be there when being asked about what Arch's future in next year's draft would look like. Obviously, it's a big quarterback draft. A lot of teams probably hoping Arch comes out. Archie can say all he wants. I still think if push comes to shove, and he's so good at Texas, he's going to be a top 5 pick in the NFL draft. Yeah, sure. Sure he won't go to the NFL draft. He's just trying to convince teams not to lose for him because there's a couple teams he doesn't want to go for.
Yeah, and people were citing the NIL stuff. Yeah, but that's fine if you're a late first rounder. If you're a second rounder or third rounder, you stay for NIL money. If you're Arch Manning and you think you're the number one overall pick, or as you said, projected to be a top 5, top 10 pick, the NIL thing is not anywhere near the signing bonus you're getting as a number one overall pick in the National Football League.
Correct.
But we'll see what Arch does. I mean, does he get to New York and he's a Heisman type of guy, or does he have a disappointing season? We'll find out, but he's one of the names. Also, teams like the Rams will be keeping an eye on that. The Rams have 2 first-round picks,
and now Stafford's got a slipped disc in his neck.
Maybe the Rams could be trading up for an Arch Manning. Lastly, on What's Trending, don't forget tomorrow you could join us out at Hollywood Casino out by the Legends. We'll be there for the Fan Takeover Day. We're broadcasting 10 to 2. The Drive will be out there broadcasting from 2 to 6. It'll be actually Jay Binkley and Rob Brenton broadcasting. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles Omenihu football plus a pair of Chiefs Colts tickets. You want to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X today to enter the giveaway. That way, tomorrow, you got a chance to win $100 in pin cash every hour from 10 a.m. to 6.
So we'll see you out there tomorrow. Obviously, register today if you're planning on being out there. I believe we'll just be drawing it live, maybe even out there at Hollywood Casino. So we'll see you out there tomorrow.
That's What's Trending. Text line says, this is PETA. Please give us your legal department's contact info. Did we just hear a live wasp get murdered?
Yeah, you did. You did hear a live wasp get murdered.
As Cody was talking, the wasp was flying towards his face. And I said it landed next to him. I said, grab the water bottle. And it was gone, just like that. Nate Taylor, welcome,
Gotta do what you gotta do, Nate.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs
gotta
insider.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Wow. From ESPN, joins
us. I mowed my grass in jeans, a hoodie with the strings pulled tight, gloves. I was not getting stung yesterday to finish mowing this grass to make sure those yellow jackets were dead. They were. I didn't see them.
God bless you.
Their nest appeared to be down. I got real tempted. There was the people mowing across the street, like a professional company. And the temptation to walk
just
over there with a
$50
bill.
Just hire him.
Be done with
Chris
it, man.
Chris 50. Just be like, just
got
get
too much pride. He's got too much ego.
But you know, if you
I
get,
bought that mower
if you
like
get stung
a
again,
year and a half ago.
You get stung again, it's all on you, man.
That's
you.
True.
You got to hire somebody.
I might still hire somebody, but this one felt like one I had to finish. I had to see this one through.
Okay, sure. Sure, okay.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I did kill a wasp. It's
Over
there. Three practices left, Nate.
Hey, you come at the king. You better
I'm out for blood for the rest of my life.
Self-defense.
You better not miss.
Today, though, it's a kind of a getaway day, if you will, right? They're off tomorrow, Saturday. Uh-huh. They're out in Arizona for the first preseason game.
Hallelujah.
Let's start with the obvious yearly tradition. Andy Reid says Mahomes is going to play the whole first quarter. We all know, unless the Cardinals have like a 9-minute drive or something to open up.
Right.
We're probably looking at a series, right?
Yeah.
Or a quick two series.
The hope is 7, maybe 8 plays, get in field goal range. If they convert, fantastic start to the preseason. I don't want to see you in a, go to the locker room and change. If you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're Travis Kelce, again, not sure if we're even going to see Rashee Rice in uniform. No need to push it. Even though his groin's fine.
It's called a vent day off.
His C's fine. Even though Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, you're probably not going to see him on Saturday. I think the question, and we'll see it in the pudding, because why would I ask today when, as you just said, Alex, he openly, passionately lied to us that the ones are going to play.
But he's like, that's a lie he makes every year.
Every
you just
year.
Have to know.
Every year. Which I think he kind of stumbled, and he was like, what day is it? Oh, that's right. Okay, Patrick will play the first quarter, and then he couldn't figure out.
He couldn't remember the order.
Could I say Gardner? Okay, Minshew will play the second. So even he's just like, that's right, I got to lie to him. How convincing do I want to be? So I didn't really want to ask, but I think the big question, if you're evaluating the offense on Saturday against the Cardinals, is, last year when Patrick was on the field, Kingsley Suamata'ia was on the field. When Patrick wasn't on the field, neither was Kingsley Suamata'ia. Will they change their mentality this year, their plan for Josh Simmons? Because especially coming off the knee injury, he hasn't played football in almost a year. It was October, ladies and gentlemen. Should he get time with Gardner Minshew along with Kingsley Suamata'ia at a new position at left guard? You can keep the entire first string offensive line.
They usually play
for
longer.
The first quarter. The first quarter. But last year they did make some subtle adjustments. So I just want to make everybody understand that you only want to see Patrick Mahomes for about 6 to 7 exciting plays that ends in a touchdown. And then you can shelve him and give all your attention to how much longer will we see Josh Simmons on the field.
Is it his job to lose?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the competition's over, basically.
So I thought so, too. Gold said maybe 75%. We were trying to figure out what the numbers is. Because, right now, I think Simmons has won the job.
Right,
I think Kingsley's
done.
Won the job.
Right.
I think that all of the Moore stuff is just risk management.
Correct.
On Jawan Taylor of, that way you can play right tackle, especially because we might want you to play next year.
Right.
And in case Jawan has a game he can't play, that's where he'd like you to be.
Correct.
So it just feels like the starting offensive line is the offensive line. I don't know.
Yes. I would tell you right now, unless you can give me something that changes the conversation, your starting offensive line is going to be Joshua Simmons, Kingsley Suamata'ia, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and Jawan Taylor. The first player up, if an injury occurs to anyone other than Creed Humphrey, would be Jalen Moore. You still have Mike Caliendo if you want to get into that guard-center sort of conversation. You don't want to see Mike Caliendo if you don't have to.
Sure, but he's there if you need him.
Yes, but that's the offensive line. You still have Wanya Morris because you do need 2 tackles to be backups on game day in case something horrific happens. And then it becomes a question of, do you want Hunter Norzad? Do you want maybe another, guard-tackle sort of prospect to be available? So outside of that, I think there is no more competitions into camp, guys.
You think camp competitions are just done?
Yes.
There are no more
Yes.
So what about wide receivers, Tyquan Thornton?
Yeah.
What eye more gets cut in a couple of weeks?
Until someone makes the conversation have to change. As of right now, I pretty much know who's on the roster.
Christian Fulton, though, at camp for the first time off the pup list.
Uh-huh.
He's got enough time to still be the number 2 corner, right?
Yes. Same with Drew Tranquil. Drew Tranquil ain't playing on Saturday.
He only missed a couple days.
Yeah, Drew Tranquil ain't misses. No.
Yeah.
So I think if everything goes well, you want to, I'm trying to remember the last couple of years so I can give proper context. But remember, guys, Jalen Watson was coming off a shoulder injury.
Yeah, he was.
Last year, this time.
So Ozzie Johnson got hurt. And
yes.
They don't like Joshua Williams. So, it was a totally different game.
Yeah, so I remember, even though he played horrifically, Jalen Watson was bad in the last preseason game. Yeah. What was it, last year against the – was it the Bears again?
Yeah,
against the Bears. And so – and that was – you know, it was like, well, you know, Caleb Williams is out there. It might be something. So if I remember everything correctly, Jalen Watson was bad. And then we were like, well, holy smokes, who's going to be the number two corner? And then Jalen Watson was awesome on opening night against Baltimore. So that could be the same thing with Christian Fulton, where it's like, hey, you know, you have Jalen Watson on the outside. Christian Fulton, hey, maybe he doesn't look great in the preseason, but that's mostly because you're working on technique and you haven't been playing football. You haven't been practicing. Obviously, it is a tornado, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing like yesterday, Nate.
Nothing like yesterday.
We
got off real quick. No, but I think Christian Fulton's the starting corner with to allow Trent McDuffie to be obviously an inside-outside player, and then you know Drew Tranquil will be around. Obviously, Hollywood. I don't know if Hollywood's going to play a preseason game, guys. I don't know if that's going to –
I think that's
the big question is, like, will Hollywood Brown play a preseason game? I'm not sure he will because he understands this is a contract year and he wants to be available start of week one. The easiest way to do that is, hey, it'd be nice if I played for a more modern NFL head coach. Instead, you play for one of the oldest school I'd like to see out there. So that may be some friction. But that's the only thing I can think of right now.
I don't think it's been an undersold storyline that, like, Trent McDuffie and Christian Fulton's, you know, addition allows him to play inside or outside.
Yes.
Has it been undersold that, like, Noel Williams and Christian Fulton means what happened last year is less likely? Because what happened last year on the defense, the only times that I saw them struggle is when you got these teams that just started going bombs away on their ass.
Yes.
Specifically against Nazi and Joshua Williams.
Correct.
Where they just started picking on him.
Yes.
And they just kept throwing deep and throwing deep, and all those pass interference penalties that went Nazi Johnson and all these other guys, where they just went bombs away.
Yep.
I feel like we haven't spent as much time talking about that part of the cornerback room, where if you're a couple more guys deep, maybe they can't just pick on you.
Right. And if you have more athletic play at safety, you have someone coming to help over the top as well. Again, I think we talked about this before. Like, you know, they were putting Justin Reed more in the box in terms of run support and tight end support, less so than, hey, we're playing too deep. We're going to put a cap on you. Hey, you might want to test that throw, but that's going to be a tight window. Now they can do that with, you know, Tremari Connor kind of being available at safety. You still have Jaden Hicks, still have Brian Cook, who was your deep safety last year. Nothing about his role is necessarily going to change. So, again, Nazi Johnson is an above-average special team player. Can he become a competent player if something happens to Christian Fulton? If you don't have Jalen Watson for whatever reason, because they're going to bring they're going to bring Noel Williams along real slow. I think the comp that I've started to put in my mind is based on what we've seen in training camp is, oh, this is like Tremari Connor when he was a rookie, where you didn't even see this man until November, and then they slowly brought him along, and all of a sudden he became a very contributing player during the postseason run to help them win back-to-back Super Bowl. So put Tremari Connor back in his natural position. He should not be the nickel anymore. He learned that position so that they could be more flexible moving forward and to sort of see what he can do, you know, in year two, but you don't have to do that now. And it really comes down to, man, if Nazi Johnson can be a competent number four cornerback, all of a sudden you become very, very easy to disguise things to the quarterback, and you don't have a mark that I can just say,
that's what it was.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, there we go.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. We're live up at Chiefs training camp. Of course, our camp coverage brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app, find a location near you. On Saturday, you mentioned for fans, you know, Josh Simmons, keep an eye on him and everything, of course. But who's the rookie, the younger guy that has an opportunity, the biggest opportunity? For me, I feel like Breshard Smith will end up being the story out of the preseason game.
Yes.
I feel like he's going to get a ton of reps. We're going to be sitting here on Monday, and he's going to be the guy at the podium, and everybody's going to want to talk to him. We're going to want him on our show. He'll be the sexy name over the weekend.
Yes. I hope so. I really do.
They love running those deep routes with him.
Yeah.
They run wheel routes all damn day with him.
Oh, please, just show us one. Come on, him and Gardner Minshew, one time, baby. he's also available for kickoff return, punt return, so there's a little bit of dynamic ability to him. You know, Dave Tobe's going to want no touchbacks unless they kick it out of the end zone, which – please,
why
don't.
Would you in a preseason game? You stupid.
That doesn't do anybody.
Yeah, please
anybody.
Do.
Who does
that
serve?
I can't evaluate anybody. So, yeah. So, please don't do that. So, he's going to be back to return alongside Nico, especially on kickoff. And then, yeah, give him like two or three punt returns and just see if he can break one and show some, you know, dynamic ability in the open field. I think he's got the easiest path towards being a success story on Saturday night outside of Josh Simmons, where it's just like, okay, guys, finally, I told you he was strong. Look how strong he is. You know, where he could obviously be a big winner as well. In terms of skill position players, look, I don't know how much Noel Williams is going to play.
Jeffrey Bosa,
I mean, unless he does something like wildly, you know, athletic, I don't really see it. Again, the schemes on Saturday are not even going to be vanilla. It's going to be milk. Okay? Like, that's the plays we're running. We don't even want to transition this into ice cream. Are you out of your mind? This is grade A quality milk, okay? This is the most Madden basic cover, too, okay? Just stay in your area. So I don't see anybody on defense really splashing. You know, it's not like maybe Ashton Gelati, maybe, because George Karloftis had like a couple sacks in his first preseason game, where it's like, hey, he's clearly better than whoever's back up.
Second and third
guys. He's great draft pick.
Is he going to be a regular in the rotation?
I think so.
Like, is he going to be a pretty...
They're going to give him more of a lease than Felix Anidike
Uzomah. That's what I was going to ask.
Yep.
Is he going to get, like, by the end of the year, who has more snaps, Gelati or Felix?
Guys, I know this isn't a visual medium, but I just put my head in my hands.
Look, okay. I get criticized a lot on this show because I've been hard on Felix.
Traditionally.
You got criticized because after 1 year, you already were done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, really from day one.
He was.
Because going back to the draft, I said that I thought Clark was doing this so he could click his heels together to have a magical fireworks moment at the draft with the local kid.
With the hometown kid. Correct.
Yeah, that was my issue.
I don't want to start anything right now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a chance he could not make the team?
Of course.
What?
Yeah.
You're telling me there's a chance he doesn't make the 53-man
there's
roster?
There's a chance, yes.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, there's that I didn't think
so,
we were that far
down
the
list. Think about this. You have Malik Herring. Factors would have to have.
He's actually out there, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
he's out there.
Just making sure.
No.
Malik Herring or?
No.
Felix.
Felix.
Guys, let's be clear. If Felix...
He's okay in the run camp.
If he isn't splashy, if Gelati has a great camp, if Malik Herring does his assignments better and is more consistent, and I could make that argument right now, he is the more consistent player, even though talent-wise I would still give the edge to Felix. If you feel like you need an extra defensive end, or excuse me, extra defensive tackle.
Versus
an end. And, hey, we have Charles Domenichue healthy. We have George Karloftis locked up. We have Mike Dana, who can be more flexible than you. And we just drafted Gelati, and if Gelati pops off in the first two preseason games and you don't, that's going to be tricky. And let's be clear, too, because we're just starting preseason games now, somebody might get hurt, okay, at the defensive end position. And, hey, our roster is stacking up better than your roster. So, like, help your boy out. There's a world where that exists, guys. I just want to prepare everybody because – He was asked to do way too much the night Clark Hunt said, make the bleeping pick. And that's the decision they made. And that'll always be the – I won't say – it's very Shakespearean in the sense that you are a hometown kid who
– I always feel bad for him and Bubba.
Who went above and beyond to really put yourself as like a grade 2, grade 3 pick. And at the end of the first round – they say, go get him in the crowd.
Hey, at least he got his money.
Go get
first
him.
Round pick.
Go get him in the crowd. And so you don't leave. Everyone wants a piece of you. By the way, Chris Jones is going through a contract situation. He's not even here at training camp to teach you anything. And, oh, by the way, we need you to play day one, all right? And, oh, by the way, Charles Mayhew's coming back from suspension. Get out, okay?
It was a tough spot.
Get out of here and – hey, man, like, he made a play in the Super Bowl, and that will always be perhaps his defining moment of his rookie contract. He made a significant play in the Super Bowl against the run, to your point, that, hey, help the defense when we ask you to be out there as a rotational player. You did not make a leap in year two. There are a lot of circumstances that I cannot get into that may have played a part in that. So there's a reason why do you draft players at premium positions in the first three rounds? Because we smoked it earlier. We're not drafting cornerbacks because Trent McDuffie exists and because Jalen Watson exists. Well, George Karloftis worked. You didn't. and Chris is about to be 30. We have to go back to the well again. This is just the reality of the business and how fast things move. He has to perform well to make the roster, and then he's got to perform even better to be active on game day. Because if Gelati,
he might be a healthy scratch.
Yes, which again, is that benefiting anybody? So traditionally, who could play more snaps? It could still be Felix because he's been the player who's been at least a player in the NFL for 2 years, where Gelati is trying to do something for the first time because he's a rookie. Who has more upside? Well, I'd have to say Gelati right now. But I also know, too, that like if Gelati plays like George Karloftis, and I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, that was literally the comp when he was coming into the draft process. How is Steve Spagnuolo going to take him off the field? But you got Mike Dana, you got Charles Minnehue on third down. I can use Gelati on first and second down. And, oh, by the way, like maybe he's progressing faster as a rookie than you did as a rookie because, I don't know, we actually have a structure in place to develop you. You know, we don't – like it's just – it's unfortunate. It sucks. But he might not be dressed on game day. And there is a – there's a real reality and circumstance and scenario where that occurs.
If he didn't make the roster, wouldn't they just flip him for a low pick?
That's my point.
Okay, that's if there's an injury involved,
they got too many guys in house here. Somebody else has an injury on another team.
Now, you're competing for a Super Bowl, so I know there's someone in the car, someone at the office, like whoa. But what about all the injuries? And that's the point. That pick,
but they
trade swap
in the second and third round. You know,
correct. And again, we'll see what happens with Omar Norman Lott, but who again I think is he's going to be good. I actually am more confident in Omar Norman Lott than I am Ashton Gelati, because it's really hard to be good as an edge player this early on in your career. Again, going back to Felix. But if you're competing for a Super Bowl, you need everybody. And that's why your 53-man roster actually matters way more than the Carolina Panthers 53-man roster.
Who can give you snaps.
Who can give you picks as well. So it might be intriguing, but hey, man, we might need you in October. And Chris Jones's job is to get that in your head. Hey, you barely made the roster. I know you're not dressing in week two against the Philadelphia Eagles. It sucks. But, dude, the game is it's a game of attrition. Somebody will get hurt. You are still valuable, but you got to believe it. You really got to believe it.
You got to outwork everybody. It's always the same stuff.
And again, that's hard, man. He's 20 what? What's his age?
Still ain't only 23.
I mean, come on. I was an idiot at 23.
I was just thinking like
so. Let's be honest. Like it's hard to tell a young man at 23 what to do when he can only see what's in front of him, and what's behind him is disappointment. And everybody at the home saying, "Man, they should be out here playing you, dog." Well, you're not in the practices. You're not in the facility. I mean, come on. Like it's hard to be a young man in this certain scenario, and they screwed him on night one.
Yeah.
On night one.
They put him in a tough spot. We talked about this like Bubba Starling earlier. Being a hometown kid, being a hometown coach,
it
being
sucks.
A legacy thing, it's not a fun task.
Unless you are that dude, and I know this is a bad example, unless you're LeBron James, what are we talking about?
And even then, he needed round two to get around to it, too.
Yes. You know? Of course.
Nate
yes.
Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Appreciate you stopping by for camp. Just a couple more of these. You're not going to Arizona, are you?
No.
Okay, I didn't think
I'll
so.
I'll be.
I didn't think so.
If anybody wants to find me, I'll be on a pickleball court near you.
Are you playing with T.O.?
I wish.
On Saturday? He's out here today.
I wish. I saw. I don't want to impede. I don't want to interrupt.
That's Terrell Owens.
What you got? Yeah. Terrell Owens. You know, just a Hall of Famer. Who said he wanted to come here?
Well, he's got a pickleball thing.
Thank you. Thank you for
doing that.
Thank you.
He told us the other day on the radio. Yeah. He told us that him and Brett Veach, he talked to Veach.
My son loves pickleball, too.
It's fun.
I'm not saying we're going to be in the same facility.
Drew and Mac are playing head-to-head Saturday at PickleCon.
I just put my
– Who's your money on, Drew or Mac?
Drew.
There you go.
Drew.
I appreciate it.
I think Drew's got better hand-eye coordination.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Golf part of it, you know?
Yeah. So I
– ball's moving in pickleball.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
I got a little birthday party with some pickleball action. And then I'll sit on the couch like everybody else.
Beautiful.
And watch – and really, guys, grind. Grind with me. Grind with me, kids. Do not turn that thing off after halftime. No. No, this is the football team you root for, okay? You waited God knows how long since February to watch football. Grind with me.
My ass will be
– Get in there with me when Chris Oladokun trots onto the field, okay? Grind.
I will not be watching any dig routes between Oladokun and Jason Brownlee. I do this for a living.
Hey, can I get another 5-yard hitch route? No, I don't want to see it. Give me a real play.
Up next,
CJ Hansen.
Get to camp questions right here on 96.5 The Fan. Back here in St. Joe, post-practice. Again, off day tomorrow. Chiefs, Cardinals, preseason opener Saturday night out in Arizona. Game right here on 96.5 The Fan. We asked Nate who he thinks is going to win in that pickleball contest. Drew, he chose you.
No, man, he just had to get his shoulder worked on.
He chose you over Mac. Text line says if you lose to Mac, it should be grounds for termination. They expect you to win.
Is your dominant hand the shoulder issue?
Yes.
Damn. It's going to hurt.
I also
you responded to somebody.
Hey, I woke up this morning, boys, and I don't think it was the massage. I don't know what happened. I woke up and my back was as stiff as a board.
What were you doing yesterday?
I have no idea. I didn't do anything different than what I normally
do. Are you sleeping in a new mattress? Did you sleep a different way? Did you go golfing? Anything different?
Was it a deep tissue massage? Just a little sore from that?
It was a therapeutic massage. Yeah, I mean, she was working
was like
more on my shoulder.
Ago, though,
but yeah, that was a while. I don't think it would be from that.
Stiff as a board, he says.
Stiff as a board, dude.
I'm officially picking Mac.
I rolled out of
Mac's gonna win. A lot of excuses already, Drew.
We won our pickleball match last year against
Dan
and Parks.
That's
I did have to make a diving crash into the barrier play in
Parks
order to
also
make it
ran.
Happen.
Parks, wait, it was you or Parks that ran through the gate or through
Me.
The? That
Parks
was you,
to
Cody.
This
right.
day, he. This is not like a bit. Parks to this day does not believe me. That was only the second or third time I had played pickleball in my entire life. Because it really is. I had only played it a couple. Desmond really likes it, but only because you get to hit it. We're putting Desmond in tennis lessons.
Nice.
He finally picked a sport that
Sweet.
He wants to try. Because we keep, like, mixing up the sports to figure out which
one hits. I think Nate would be proud of you as well for
picking
tennis.
I'm just saying,
tennis.
You're representing tennis. You're representing the midday show. You're representing Cody and Gold. And,
yeah,
and
that's
if
true.
You lose to Mac, that's a problem, man. That's a problem. You cannot lose.
This show's undefeated at PickleCon.
Well, I will try to carry the torch into
Versus
Saturday.
And hot dog races were 1-4. Gold's got the win. Technically, one of those.
I mean,
bringing
we were
the average down a little.
Actually, 2-4 if we give Nick the dub.
In fairness,
the one he won.
Yes.
And actually,
we
if you
going
count Nate
ourselves.
As a contributor, we're 3-4. Oh no, wait, Nate. Yeah, Nate won that one. Oh my God, I'm just so. I just lost everybody in this building.
Have you practiced at all, Drew, before you play this competition against Mac? Do you guys have any money on the line, lunch on the line? We got to get you guys to bet on something.
No, there's nothing on the line as far as I'm concerned. I did play once while we were on vacation, while I was on vacation.
Okay.
In the Outer Banks.
How'd you do?
Solid.
Solid. I think text line says you and Mac have to do a winner or loser punishment type of bet. You guys are going head-to-head. Head-to-head, there has to be a punishment, something that you have to do on their show. If you lose, something Mac has to do on our show
sure.
if he loses.
Even if it's simple as you get, like, a free day off and someone's got to run an 8-hour shift, you know? You've got to produce for the other show. Mac's got to run 8 hours or you got to run 8 hours.
I'm going to have to come ready with it because getting up as early as Mac does, I
set that alarm for 4:15.
I don't know about that, man.
Early, gotta set it early.
I don't know.
I actually like this. I like this. Go see if Mac wants to do it.
I don't know about that.
Someone's getting a free day off.
You don't sound confident. All right, let's get to your camp questions here live from training.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get to something else. I appreciate it.
Camp questions.
All right. So the camp questions I got for you guys, of course, as always, three of them. The first one is, are we at the point at camp where it's like, look, can we just get to September, please? So like Andy says Mahomes is going to play a quarter. We know how that's probably not going to happen. Are we at the point now where it's like, can we just skip the next? I know that I think this ties into
yes.
a 18
yes.
game in the future conversation, but we're at the point now we're so football starved. We're going to end up watching some of this game or most of it. But can we just get to September, whatever day
Been
it is
there.
That they're playing, please?
Yeah, Drew, yes. The answer is yes. Do I want to fast forward to the Thursday night opener for the Cowboys? Do I want to fast – or the Eagles, I guess, Cowboys-Eagles? Do I want to fast forward to the Friday night opener for the Chiefs and Chargers? Yeah, I've been there for about 10 days at least.
I mean, maybe before I even got to see it. Sure. Dude, Drew, You know what? You know when I've been ready for September?
Are you dreading September as a Cincinnati fan?
I've been ready for September since they announced the training camp schedule. Whatever that day was, that's when I was ready to be
May
done
or whatever.
During
yeah.
training camp.
Uh-huh.
Drew, I think you're nervous about September because you know what it usually
brings. I do like the first real taste of football, though.
I'm very excited.
Give him a real taste.
Yeah, I'm very excited for what this year could bring, obviously.
What's their September record this year?
Hang on a second. Let me.
September record this year.
Hang on a second. I got to pull
after
up the schedule.
Games, what will they be?
The schedule.
It's right. A joke.
All right.
If
okay.
They can't win three of the first four. Then they're screwed anyway.
So in September they have Browns, Jags, Vikings, Broncos. I think they can go 3-1. I'm going to say 3-1.
Depends how good JJ McCarthy is, but yes, I would agree. I think as a Bengals fan, you should be happy if they're 2-2 based
Denver,
on prior
I gotta
history.
2-2, I would be happy with.
Depends how Denver looks, yeah.
I would be happy
Browns,
with 2-2.
Browns, though, week one.
They lose to the Browns all the time.
They lost to the Patriots last year.
When's the last time you guys beat the Browns?
Last year.
All right, so yes. The answer is yes, camp question one.
Better, because then I'll tell you right now, the three games after that are Lions, Packers, Steelers. What's next?
Second question for you guys. Who has the biggest opportunity on Saturday? Obviously, you know, you guys were just talking with Nate. The roster is essentially kind of set, but obviously with some injuries and everything like that. Is there any player that you've got in your mind has the best opportunity, the biggest one, to make some noise on Saturday?
You mentioned Breshard,
yeah,
right?
You heard me talk with Nate. I think it's Breshard Smith. He's going to get a ton of reps, and just his skill set probably does set him up to have a big catch, even if it's not a run. I could see him being the story throughout the weekend, and then on Monday we're up here, and he's one of the first things we talk about. Like, does this mean it's good or bad for Elijah Mitchell? Like, I could see it being Smith. If it's not,
Kingsley
it'd be a little
would
disappointing.
Be my answer, honestly. If I'm not going a guy like Smith, Thornton obviously would be maybe a potential guy on the list as well. But Kingsley Suamataia, to this point, is a bust. He was a second-round pick who started the season as the starting left tackle, got benched, never got back on the field, got a gimme game at left guard in a game they didn't need to even be the number one overall seed in week 18 of the NFL season. Kingsley's still got to, like, prove something to me before I'm like, yep, left guard for life. They gave away his job last year. They won't give it away this year to Jalen Moore or Mike Caliendo or someone else. Not so sure. He's one of the guys, and honestly, it's like the unit. Like, if you could give me an answer, Drew, on that, I am interested to watch the starting five offensive line try to hold up against a non-exotic, just a straight, because as a reminder, the Philadelphia Eagles didn't blitz against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl to get to them.
Uh-huh.
They just blitzed four and kicked their ass.
Yeah.
So, like, I am interested in the starting five.
Final question for you. You guys talked about Chris Jones and snow cone potential. Did he actually stop by during a break at all?
He did not.
He didn't stop by. He didn't mean it.
No. A lot on his mind. Did not stop by.
He's business.
He's too worried about the smelling salts and trying to get his hands on some, you know, for the season.
That's right. He had to go put in an Amazon order for the smelling
salts.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think.
I was prepared. I was prepared to go back to the Kona ice truck if needed. It was not needed. Maybe it just wasn't hot enough for Chris Jones. When he first started coming by, when he came on the show, and they were still doing some, like, distancing, and he was on the other side, it was the very first thing he asked, and he could not have looked more hot at the time when he first asked. He said, can I ask you guys something? Can I get a snow cone? We're like, we got you. And then he just kept coming back for a couple years, obviously. But I think we might have slacked on the job a little bit. He maybe got some other stuff going on.
Then other,
you know,
people were up here. Then also some fans started giving him snow cones.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It's something.
It was fun while it lasted.
The team said you
got to
stop eating snow cones, man.
Yeah.
That was the only time I got
ice and sugar.
The only time I feel like I got a talking to from an organization on something I wasn't expecting was when a Royals when a Royals nutritionist told me I can't bring in baked goods for players.
Cody was trying to fatten
what?
Up the team.
I was not trying to fatten up the team.
For baseball?
They specifically requested a cinnamon roll. I brought in some cinnamon rolls, and so we all shared one as a group. And the nutritionist's like, you can't just be
I'll
giving
be
them
honest.
Cinnamon rolls.
No, for baseball, I think that's actually insane behavior.
Diet.
I think
and
that's insane.
I guess
insane.
They were worried about, like, outside influences and PEDs and anything else. What, they've never eaten a fast food restaurant?
Well, your kitchen,
I'm not crumbling up H, you know.
You snuck in some steroids into the donut he gave him.
Your kitchen has had some cross-contamination. You made me a Reese's peanut butter cup, also a dessert item, a giant knockoff version. And it had a green onion in it.
So you're saying the cross-contamination
they're
is the
worried.
Issue
they're
kitchen.
Worried that maybe you accidentally had something in there. I get it. I think they're right.
I got shut down. No more baked goods. Although I think I could probably get away with it again. That was just one time.
Wait, now you're like, you're going to try it again?
Should I see if Vinny wants me to bring him a baked good next week?
No.
No?
They already told you no.
I What kind of dessert do you think Vinny likes? I'm curious.
I have no idea. For whatever reason,
I just got like a hunch that says he says I'm not a dessert guy.
Oh.
I don't know why. I just got a hunch that says I'm not a dessert guy.
His dessert's protein shakes. Come on now. He's got to stick with it, Cody.
You think so?
Protein shakes,
My second guess is like a chocolate pie, like a French silk situation for
French
Vinny.
French silk is very good. Very good.
So my guess is a French silk for him or no dessert. What's your guess, Drew? I'm going to find out this answer now.
Drew said cannoli. Why, Drew?
That's Drew, why wow.
Did you say, hang on a second. Wow. I did, no.
Drew
I
said
don't put
cannoli.
Words in my mouth. I did not.
Drew said cannoli in our ear. That was weird.
I did not.
I'm not sure what it would be.
I think that's what you're... The fact is, this is the thing. You do this every now and then, Gold, where you're like, Drew said this. I think that's what you wanted to say.
Drew
you just
so
blaming
flustered.
It on me.
Drew gets
I think
so
that's
flustered.
What it is. Drew said cannoli knowing Drew, that you want to say cannoli, not
Drew,
me.
Drew, I had no leg to stand on. I own and wear a shirt that says Meatballs Go Pasta La Vista.
Correct.
It's a picture of Vinny and Jack Caglione on it. If I had answered cannoli, I would have done it with zero shame.
Someone else says gelato, though, honestly, is what their real answer
is. Hey, there you go.
Gelato? You think he's like a little tiny cup of ice cream?
I don't know. I haven't had gelato in a long time.
Yeah, gelato. Like a good gelato. All right. I had to get ice cream yesterday.
Let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question of the day is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. Question I have for you today, something came up while we were up here at camp. I had another one, but I'll save it for tomorrow now because I want to know a specific circumstance in which you contain a pet peeve. I don't want to know any pet peeve you have. Today's random question is, what is your pet peeve in a public setting? The one you don't like when you're amongst people. Not, I don't like a dirty dish in the sink. I'm looking for the one that when you're in this. Because today, I found myself getting angry three different times at people's lack of spatial awareness when it comes to moving in a public space. People just stopping. People just standing in the aisleway. You have to know there's other people operating inside this. And as it continued to happen, I'm like, man, I hate this. And your lack of awareness of, like, spatial reasoning inside a public setting drives me nuts. That includes space, as in give me space to get through a clear walkway, but also I would say the speed in which you move when there's a large group of people. Don't be dragging ass. Move along here.
Yeah, mine would be when you have someone that is commenting about spatial awareness. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure.
No, it honestly, people that walk very slowly is annoying. I'm kind of with you there. Like, if you're walking very slowly in a spot, that can get annoying. The other thing is, like, we're grown adults. Put on some damn deodorant, please. Put on some deodorant if we're in a public spot. Thank you very much. I'll leave it at that.
He's calling out you people that stank, you know?
Not here. I'm just saying in general. Cody,
stink?
I mean, that's a fair public thing. You'd be like, hey, you're in public. No. Put some deodorant on.
Yeah.
Gold,
what about you, Drew?
Gold, can you say stank one time? I just want to hear you say stank. These people stank. Cody, mine actually is kind of similar to your guys's, but not necessarily in a moving setting. If we're standing in line, people don't have spatial awareness. I do not need you right behind me when we're standing in line to get to I promise you, if you give me 2 feet of space, nobody's going to cut you in line. It's going to be okay. There are people who, I don't know what it is, but I've actually gotten to the point now where if I can feel somebody literally right behind me, I will turn around, face them, and try to act like I'm looking out across like for somebody else. I will turn around, look them dead in the face.
For him?
Oh, I try to make it as awkward as possible. Like, bro, you do not need to be 6 inches behind me. You could be take some space, be 3 feet behind me. You're fine. We're all gonna get through this line together. It's gonna be okay.
From the 816, if you chew with your mouth open, certified child. Somebody said speakerphone in public, guy.
Blocking the whole grocery aisle.
Talking to me in the urinals. I will say, people, this is just a very specific Midwest one. Hey, man, Quick Trip's got two sides of the cashier. We've established that. Can you please go to the other side? Bing bong. Come on, we just got to keep moving along here.
Yeah.
Both sides, we move fast. Two lines, they'll get us through. We can do this. And don't look at me if I go to the other side. You made your choice. I didn't cut in line at you at Quick Trip if I went to the other side. There's two sides of this. It's established there. We've made it clear.
Someone else says, Definitely the indecisive lottery ticket person during the morning and lunch hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the answer on Vinny's dessert is cheesecake. Yeah, I bothered him on his off day to find out that answer. His direct answer was cheesecake, plain. I did not
just
ask.
Just a plain cheesecake, like plain from the Cheesecake Factory or something?
Plain cheesecake. That's Vinny's
that's
go-to
solid?
Dessert.
Yeah, I like the chocolate mousse if I'm going cheesecake. But that's
Drew, I once made a cannoli cheesecake. I made cannoli shells and crushed them up and made a base.
There you go.
Out of it. So like,
I love how it's his off day. You're like, can I text you about a dessert? Real quick response back.
I really should have. Well, it's an off day.
It is an off day.
He's probably just relaxing.
Maybe he's playing a little college football 25 or 26.
You know, he's just relaxing a little bit. The man's earned the right to relax. People mentioned the zipper merge and doing it incorrectly.
Ah, that's actually a really good one.
I think this is one that people have mentioned multiple times is speakerphones in public.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous.
I will. Okay, so
put on an AirPod if you really got to walk around the store while you're talking.
Or just hold it up to your ear. Honestly, I just think you should maybe not use a phone call in public very often unless you're, like, to the side. Don't be, like, actively shopping and speaking on the phone. Step aside. You're holding up the whole game here by doing
that. If they got AirPods on, I don't have an issue with that.
There's one that's mentioned on here that somebody is guilty of on this show. Or not this show, this station. I'll call them out. I don't care about that. I do not understand, and I complain about it a lot when driving, because it's a constant comment I make. Use your turn signals. It's super. Yep. Rob Britton won't. And then he blames like it's a genetic thing. He's like, well, my dad wasn't real good. Rob, get out of here. Use
that's
a turn signal.
A
they're
how
very
often are you
easy.
Driving behind Rob?
Oh, I've been in a car with Rob many times.
In a car.
And in being in a car with him, he had said he never uses his turn signal, and then blamed his father's lack of use.
He just doesn't use
as
it?
The reason why he doesn't use them.
That's bad.
He just doesn't use them.
I don't know. This is news to me.
It's crazy. Use your turn signals. They're very easy to use.
They're not for you, they're for somebody else. They're for other
Rob
people.
Is an anti-turn signal user.
He just doesn't
maybe
like,
he's gotten better. This has been a few years now.
Rob's about to call into the show here in a second.
What, is he going to sue me for slander? No, he doesn't use a turn signal. I'm a turn signal 100%. I use a turn signal turning into my driveway.
Well, that's weird.
No, it's not. I'm making a driving action from a road into a thing. You should let people know. Into a parking spot. That's the only...
Now, wait, do you live in a cul-de-sac or a normal street?
I don't know, like a normal street. I live at the bottom of a cul-de-sac.
You're
so
at a cul-de-sac. No
street.
Turn signals needed. I think that's the rule.
But I'm at the bottom of a cul-de-sac.
If you're turning
I'm not
to the
entering
cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac. Yeah. I'm at the corner. I'm at the
dead. You're saying that like you're lit. You okay?
To turn my driveway faces a regular road.
Okay, that's different.
I use my turn signal.
That's different.
When I'm in the road,
but if you live
signaling, I'm getting into my driveway.
If you live in a cul-de-sac and you're the third house down, turn signal in your driveway is wild.
Hey, Gold, somebody from the 913 says, yeah, how about some respect for my preferences as well? We're human beings, Gold. We stink sometimes.
You need to wear deodorant.
You got to at least try to.
Got
to
put on some deodorant. That's a requirement in life. Thank you. It's gross.
I mean, there's a lot of people just talking about like but they're like for as many people as there are texting and saying, yeah, everyone should use their signals. Who are all these people not using them? Because you guys are all over the road. I mean, I'll say you're everywhere. You exist constantly. Mm. But that was my thing, Drew, like when we were talking about your road trip. I want you to use cruise control on a long road trip. I feel like your lack of being at just a certain speed is making me speed up and slow down. I don't want that in my
world
either.
Dude, I told you, the F-150 from Chevy Ford has this Blue Cruise, man. You guys have heard me talk about it already. It's amazing. I just set it hands-free. It's easy. Nobody can, like, constant speed, easiest drive back from St. Joe that I've had since we've been doing training camp. Perfect. Love it. That's the random question of the day.
Somebody mentions a good one, too, I think. The ultimate morality test is people not returning their shopping cart to the cart corral. I feel like it's an underrated one.
I do.
People who just leave it on the curb when it's like right there. It's like, dude, you take 10 more steps and it's right there and you're doing everybody a favor.
I agree with that.
Gold, you feel like a basket kind of shopper.
Well, it's just me, so
yeah,
I go basket.
You go basket?
Yeah, rarely will I go full cart because I'm not loading up the pantry.
I bet you
fridge.
Like those little half carts.
I get the feeling of a cart.
You get the feeling of the cart, but you know,
I'm not going to the grocery store and spending $300. I'm not shopping for a family of five, you know. So for me, it's just like if I'm going to the store, it's to pick up something for a meal I'm about to make, like that weekend or
what
that
is,
night. Or whatever.
Just a follow up. You can just text us in because we got to go to a break. But I got to know if I'm overspending officially. I want to know what everyone's spending a month in groceries. Will everyone just do me that one favor? 913-586-7965. We can talk about it on the other side briefly, but I got to know if you're like me, specifically who I want to text in, is the number of people in your family and the amount you spend per month. I'm a family of four, and I feel like it's gotten out of control.
We will get to that. We will also get right back into the Royals and who they're looking up at in the standings.